I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Hey, everybody, it's Andy. I'm just sitting here fighting with my audio supervisor about my neckties, and we're about to start a great show with, from Vanderpump Rules, Brittany and Ariana. I have to say, I've never wanted to speak to Brittany and Ariana more than I do tonight. After a very explosive episode, I have no understanding why Brittany took Jax back after she heard what she heard on the audio tape. And I don't know, I think, was I siding with Sandoval in his fight with Ariana? I might have been. So we have a lot to talk about tonight. And I just found out that Jax is here, which is very awkward given the extent of the amount that people are going to be going in on him tonight. I don't know. I don't know if he's going to be in the audience or what. But maybe we shouldn't let him be in the audience. I don't know. All right. See you on the show.
Her boyfriend is a Tom. Her boyfriend can be a dick. And I'm slightly hairy. It's Watch What Happens Live with Brittany and Ariana from Pump Rules Now. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Watch What Happens Live. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, live in the Bravo Clubhouse on Vanderpump Rules Night with two ladies whose relationships barely survived tonight's episode. Here to break down all the events from the world's least inviting housewarming party, it is Brittany Cartwright and Ariana Maddox. Great to see you both. You're nervous about being here.
I am very nervous.
You are. What are you nervous about?
Just because it's been very, very hard season, yeah. And I know everybody has their opinions, and it's just a hard thing to deal with every day.
Yes. Okay, well, I'll try to go gentle, but I do have a lot of questions.
It's okay, I'm ready.
Okay, all right. Well, after all you've been through this season, we thought that you could use a little Kentucky comfort food to offset the uncomfortable questions that I am about to ask. So here behind the bar, it's the owner of the Hog Pit in New York City, Damon. Hey, Damon. I gotta tell you something, dude. I just gorged on barbecue and then had like 30 breath mints. It's so good what you brought. And you are, the Hog Pit is where in New York City?
37 West 26th Street between 6th and Broadway.
You guys gotta check it out. 37 West 26th Street. It's really good. We're all gonna chow down after the show. Brittany, the aftermath from the audio at your housewarming party was bonkers. It was cray. Take a look.
Let's put on my speakerphone for everyone. You're a piece of f***ing s***. And you deserve to rot in hell.
No, don't.
Tom, shut your mouth.
What the f*** are you guys doing?
God forbid that women stand together. I'm done with these men thinking that they can do whatever the f*** they want. James, get the f*** out right now.
Jack is part of this conversation.
Shut up, mother f***er. Anyone in this room.
warning.
Relationship's done.
It was Lala and Ariana. Just so you know.
I'm really mad at you.
It's not on my phone!
God, you f***ing dick.
Let's just party.
Wow. I mean, I have to say, I really was enjoying Lala's Norma Rae moment.
I love
yeah.
That was like, get him, Lala,
I
get
feel
him.
Like Lala should be on the Me Too committee.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I feel like she could get some stuff done. What do you think about James calling his new DJ set See You Next Tuesday? Catchy.
I wasn't sure if Lisa caught the reference at first.
I definitely didn't catch the reference.
You did?
No. I had no idea what that meant. Somebody had to, like, actually tell me.
Tonight, Lala and Sandoval joined James in the studio, but when Tom whipped out his trumpet, I'm not sure how that went. Take a look.
Oh, God.
Trumpeted away.
Every time I pull out my trumpet, it's an expression of my feelings. I have this way to just lose myself in the music.
Sandoval's trumpet playing reminds me of being in a pack of baby dolphins just learning to communicate for the first time.
It's awesome.
Okay, so did he get a bad edit, or is he...
I've heard him play trumpet really well before.
Okay.
That was, I guess, just not one of those times.
Okay. Brittany, by the way, number one question for you. Jax, in his Instagram videos, is wearing a wedding ring. Did you two get married?
No. And everybody's asking about my ring. It was on my middle finger. It was not.
Okay.
But he likes to wear it. I think he's, like, getting the itch or something.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
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 That seems crazy right now.
It does.
The show.
Yeah, it's not the only it's not the only thing that seems crazy. Your questions for Brittany and Ariana are pouring in like a pumptini. But before we get to those, here's what three things I am obsessed with tonight. First, at the housewarming party, the audio heard around West Hollywood may have caught Jax on a hot mic saying some pretty cold things, but that was nothing compared to Jax's hot-tempered reaction to Brittany the next day. Take a look.
You gave me your word as a woman that you said it was going to be you and me.
Jack, I was...
Brought it up in front of everybody.
Trying to blame me? That was you and talking about me? I'm the one who got hurt here.
You started going like this. You go, do you guys all want to hear this?
Yeah, because I was drunk and I was pissed off. Because
you dug below the belt. You know what you're not talking
because,
about.
Yeah, because so you're no. gross. Go trying to ruin another girl's life.
You said you wouldn't bring it up in front of everybody.
Yeah, I wasn't the one who brought it up, dumbass.
Well, you brought it up. Take responsibility
it's
for
your fault. You take responsibility, asshole.
Jax got embarrassed. He got embarrassed that he got caught.
Okay, here's what we want your opinion. Go to WWHL.TV. Tell us, should Brittany have stayed with Jax after hearing the tape, yes or no?
Well.
Here's my question to you. Jax successfully changed the narrative from what was on the tape to the fact that you had brought it out. How did you let him do that? Or did I miss something?
I mean, we went through it for a long time. Everything can't be shown on the show.
I mean,
it's never going to happen. But we did go through it for a long time over that. I was so pissed about him trying to turn it. I felt like he was just trying to turn everything around on me and try to make me feel guilty. But I'm just glad that I finally had a badass moment and was like, everyone listen. Because I had, you know,
savage.
I don't know. When you're going through something like this, you don't know what you're feeling ever.
Okay, the audience, 95% of you say you should not have taken him back. Here's my question. So he said on the tape, I mean, I don't I want to go hard on you, but he said on the tape that he was not going to settle down with you. Mm-hmm. There was no attraction there. So why take him back after hearing him say that? Did he retract what he said on the
tape? Oh, he's definitely retracted a bunch of times about everything that he said. I mean, he, you know, obviously we know that things were said like that. I don't know how to explain it. It's just... I was so confused. I was loving him. I was hating him. I couldn't stand to be around him. And then I wanted him to be, like, right beside me all the time. It was just such a confusing time.
Okay. Second, over the past several years, Tom and Ariana have managed to be the most stable couple at Sir. But even though she and Tom may not be married, it seems like the honeymoon phase might be over. Take a look.
How did this whole thing come about with this recording ending up in Brittany's hands last night?
Brittany told us
She wants to know everything.
That's fine. Not at f***ing 1:15 a.m. after she's been drinking all night. I think it was in really poor taste.
I cannot deal with someone telling me that I'm making shit up.
Love each other. Come on.
I, like, literally sat here and tried to explain as best as I could every little thing that went into it.
All I'm saying is take f***ing responsibility for your f***ing actions. That's all I'm asking. And you don't do that ever in our f***ing relationship.
I think we should just break the f*** up.
Okay, here's what. That brings us to our next poll question. Whose side are you on, Ariana or Tom? When you watched it back, I mean, was that the best time to tell her about the...
No, it wasn't the best time. But when Lala brought it up and Lala said, do you want to ruin her night or do you want to ruin her life? The wheels were set in motion. I don't think at that moment... The only way that I could have stopped her from playing that and that night would be if I... went after her, grabbed her, pulled her to the side, and said, don't do this right now. And I was not in the mindset to make that kind of move.
86% of the audience is on your side.
There you go.
Finally, on next week's Vanderpump Rules, the Sur crew celebrates gay pride, but when it comes to the rumors about Rob, Sheena seems neither gay nor proud. Here's what. Take a look at this sneak peek. Watch.
You don't look yourself. I would say you're 5 pounds thinner.
I feel physically ill.
You're not eating.
I've let them affect my relationship.
Ooh. Katie, Kristen, and Stassi.
Why are you letting it affect your relationship?
They spread something about Rob. It wasn't true. This is the happiest I've ever been in my life. Like, why are they trying to with that? We've been perfect.
Okay, you can have something to eat. You look like a nervous kitten.
Do you think that Rob cheated?
I don't, personally. I was with him that night. So unless Rob's some sort of, this is what I said, I tweeted at someone, unless Rob's some kind of like makeout wizard, I honestly don't know how he could have snuck away from Sheena and I when we were all together and done that. I don't see it.
Let's go to the phones. It's Ashley from Tennessee. Hey, Ashley, what's your question?
My question is for Brittany.
Okay.
Hi. You have an accent.
Hey,
I like you.
I love all y'all. All y'all look so beautiful tonight.
Thanks.
And you look so handsome. But, Brittany, tonight you said that you're a woman of forgiveness, and I completely understand that because I've been with somebody that did me wrong and whatnot. But after everything that you saw with Stassi and everything that happened with every other girl, why did you think that maybe it would be different with Jax this time?
I don't know. I guess I was just very hopeful, and I always said that I wanted to use my experiences to judge him. I never, ever thought that I would stay with him if he cheated on me, ever. But whenever you go through a situation like that, your feelings just don't go away for somebody that you love as much as I love Jax. I wish they could, and I knew in my heart I should leave him, but I don't know. It's just when you have that strong of a feeling for someone, you can't just wish it away.
Is this the only time he has cheated?
Yeah, I would hope so.
Okay, Jax tweeted that Brittany looks stunning as always. Faith tweeted, thanks, James Kennedy, for telling the truth about how you acquired the audio. At least you're honest. We got a lot of questions from people wanting to know, have you guys spoken to Faith after all this drama? Did you ever speak to her after any of this?
I sent her a couple texts trying to get her to admit things to me because I thought she was my friend. Obviously, she wasn't, and she just wouldn't ever say anything to me.
Ariana BLark334 tweeted, how do you think Brittany handled the situation with Jax? Would you have stayed with Tom if he did the same thing?
I personally do not think I would have stayed with Tom. But one thing that I love about Brittany is that what I admire about her is her strength in a way that people maybe are not seeing. Brittany is so strong in that no matter what happens in this world, she will always continue to see the good. And I feel like that is such a wonderful quality in a person, and that's part of why I love her so much.
That, like, makes me want to cry. That's really sweet.
Your makeup looks really good. Don't
do that. I know. I'm like,
let's go to Julie from Cincinnati. Thanks. Hey, Julie, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. You look so cute with a banker vibe tonight.
Thanks.
Yes. My question for Ariana. Ariana, have things gotten better in the sex department with Tom?
Yes.
What was going on there?
I think there was a combination of us not really connecting, and then I feel like I had all these insecurities that I had talked with him about before, but I feel like once things, the veneer of excitement of a new relationship really started to wind down, all those things just all came to a head.
I mean, you said you wanted him nowhere near your vagina.
I really was uncomfortable with anyone touching my vagina.
Yeah.
Like, the thought of it.
Let's go to Diana from Austin. Hey, Diana, what's your question?
Hi, hey, Andy. Hey, Brittany. Hey, Ariana. I love you guys. My question is for Brittany. How has your family and your friends from Kentucky reacted to seeing the way Jax has treated you this season?
They've been really upset. It's probably been very hard for them to have to watch all of this and have to deal with it all. I mean, I think they support me. They think that, I think they just believe in me and want to be there for me no matter what I decide. I'm very lucky to have the family and the friends that I have. I mean, all the girls from the show have rallied around me, and I don't even know what I would have done without them this season. And my family's been the same way.
Let's go to Mikkel from Ohio. Hi, Mikkel.
Hi, Andy.
Hi.
My question is for Brittany.
Hi.
Jax moved you across the country, got you a job at Sir, and paid for a boob job for you. Do you feel obligated to stay with him due to all that?
Oh, gosh, no. No. I have my own job. I have my own money. I have my own friends. I have my own life. Jax knows that I can support myself with or without him. That has never been the issue, ever. Let's
go to Kylie from Wisconsin. Hi, Kylie. What's your question?
Hi, my question's for Ariana.
Okay.
And it's, Tom is so supportive of his friends like Schwartz and Jax, but how does it make you feel that he can understand that you're supportive of Brittany and letting her listen to the tape?
I think Tom is sometimes not very good at explaining himself, and I think one of the things that he was concerned with that whole tape fiasco, was that Brittany was very drunk, as we all were, and that it was a bad look as well for Brittany to be going through all of this in that moment. Obviously, we disagreed there. Obviously, that's not how things happened. Tom really loves Brittany, and I think that, I don't think he meant to be on Jax's side versus Brittany's side. I think it was just kind of a struggle.
Yeah. Hunams S19 said, do both of you believe Schwartz did not hook up with Lala's friend?
No, I think he did.
You do.
Wait, hook up? I think
the make out.
I think he made out with her.
I think he made out with her.
Right.
I do think that, but I don't think anything else happened.
No, I think he made out with her.
Because he was even like, I don't know, so.
Right.
I'm like, I don't know.
And if you don't know, well then.
Yeah. Well, it's game time, everybody. On tonight's episode of Vanderpump Rules, the Sir crew got into a booze-fueled brawl about where Jax put his dong, so we're going to honor that with a game of beer dong. Come on out, Blake and William. Hey, Blake and William. Great to see you both. Let's go over here. We're going to put 20 seconds on the clock, and you ladies are going to try to sink as many balls into the cups affixed to your respective model songs. Whoever gets the least amount in will have to drink a shot for every point scored by the winner.
Oh,
we're going to put 20 seconds on the clock.
We need a minute.
And go. Oh my God. Oh my God, you guys are terrible at this. Oh, we both got one. Oh my God. The guys are really putting it all into this.
What?
Oh my God. Oh, Brittany got more, so. It's super easy. You have to take one shot.
That's it.
Yeah, that's it.
Wow, we suck.
Can I just take one with her? Because I'm sure.
Yes, of course you can. There you go. Brittany needs a shot. Thanks for playing. Thanks, gentlemen. You look great. Let's go to Amanda from Nashville.
Hi, Andy. How are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm good. So excited to call in. Hi, Brittany. How are you?
Hi. Good. How are you?
All right. Now that we've gotten the how are yous out of the way, what's your question?
My question for Ariana.
Okay.
I was wondering how close you and Kristen are now.
Kristen and I had a really lovely time together in Vegas before Christmas. We've actually, after World Dog Day last year, season 5, Tom and I went over to her house. So we've been pretty cool for quite a while. I feel like there's always going to be things that we disagree on. But, we know how to have fun, so.
By the way, how did you feel about Tom's complaints about your sex life on the show? I mean, did that
I have a feeling that he didn't think every single one of those times that he talked about it was going to make it.
Dana Kay emailed, Brittany, what is one telltale sign that Jax is lying? Do you do something?
I think it's whenever he...
speaks? Just kidding. Sorry, Jax. I'm just kidding. Sorry, that was too easy.
Sometimes he'll get really defensive.
Right.
And I'm like, why are you getting so defensive if it's not true? You know, yes. That kind of situation.
Okay.
I mean, there's others, but that's the main. Probably shouldn't joke about that, but it's real.
It is time for my mazel of the day. It goes to outgoing Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe for pranking his successor. This was funny with these pillowcases with his enlarged face on them. He left them in the master bedroom of the governor's mansion, which is a pretty funny prank.
That's awesome.
I haven't seen such a gratuitous self-portrait since Sheena's old wedding photos.
Oh, Sheena.
Just kidding.
Oh.
Tonight's Jackal goes to new technology that allows stores to use floor sensors to watch customers in stores in order to figure out what they want to buy. It's so weird. I mean, that technology, it seems super cool and advanced to me, but I don't think you need some next level floor sensor to know that I want to buy a Nick Jonas sex robot. It's on my list. That is gross. I apologize. I want to thank Brittany, Ariana, and Damon for being here. Talking Vanderpump Rules with Brittany and Ariana. Great to see you behind the bar. It is Damon. He's the owner of the Hog Pit in New York City. But Matt R. texted, I'm so hot and bothered over the new bartender, Wesley. Which team does he play for?
Ooh.
Your new bartender at Sir.
Oh! Talking to the two of you. I thought you were talking about him.
He has a girlfriend.
Oh, he has a girlfriend. Okay.
She's like a very fit model.
Yeah, yeah.
Reality Junkie 43 said, has Brittany had a nose job or any other work since her news job?
No, I got my boobs done. I'll admit it, but I lost weight, so.
Oh, good for you.
My face got a little slimmer.
Okay. Brittany, Julie L. wants to know the most surprising thing you've learned about yourself through this whole ordeal.
Oh, gosh. Just that I can even handle all this. It's
that
hard sometimes.
You can handle it, right.
Yeah, it's hard sometimes.
Yeah. Do people come up to you on the street and comment on your relationship? And
most people are nice to me in person.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's just
I
social
find that
media
people
trolls.
Online are
yeah.
just trolls.
Yeah.
Twitter is horrible.
Yeah.
It's vile.
I can't even, yeah. Twitter.
Facebook is worse.
Yeah, Facebook is
yeah,
worse.
Yeah, that's the worst yeah, one right. I've found.
I just don't get cyber bullies, never will. You should always promote happiness and try to be as positive as you can. I will
yep.
never understand it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's very true.
We it's should, very, it's a should, very important thing
we
to
We should all that. Follow the president's example. Oh, wait.
No.
Let's go to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Yeah, I'm calling from Philadelphia.
Hey, what's your question, man?
Yeah, I was wondering if Brittany and Ariana have gone to see Sheena's show in Las Vegas.
I did. It was really good. I was really proud of her. I thought it was awesome.
That's I'm planning nice. To go in May.
Yeah, I'm going to go again. Wow. I'm very proud of her. I know it's
well,
something
I'm
she wants
gonna
to
go
do.
Well, I'm
going to
go again.
Well, I'm going to go third time.
Back to the phones.
I'll go
Caller,
with you
what's
again.
Your name and from where are you calling?
Cool.
Hey, caller.
Hello.
Hi.
Okay. Hi, my name is Kristen from San Antonio, and my question is for Ariana.
Okay.
Hi.
And I just want to know, has your stance changed on marriage and kids with Tom?
No.
All right.
I said the last time, too.
You can ask us whatever
Brittany,
you want.
Brittany, Boo Boo Kitty said, why does Kate think she's in a position to tell you to leave Jax when Tom has cheated on her countless times and she still takes him back?
I think that my friends were just, you know, they saw how hurt I was. And, you know, at the times and everything that was going on between us, I mean, it didn't seem like we should be together. I know that myself. You know, it's just... I don't know.
Erica 314 said, how do both of them feel about being in a group with their significant other's exes in the beginning and now? It's obviously something, I guess, you get more used to the longer you're there.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, Tom is totally cool with my exes, and I'm actually, you know, very, like, not very close, but I've always gotten along with all of his. I think for me, in the beginning, it was more of an issue of, what Kristen was doing and what Kristen was capable of in that time.
Right.
So that was more of the issue then.
And what about you?
I was kind of nervous to meet, like, Saucy and everything whenever I first, you know, met her.
Yeah.
But I love her so much. I love, like, all these girls. They've been so great to me, and I'm just glad that I have them in my life. I feel like I'm lucky, you know?
Aggies, 1999. Ariana, who takes longer to get ready, you or Tom?
Oh, me by far.
Oh, really?
I'm like, on a night like tonight, if Priscilla and Julius didn't do me and I did myself, it would have taken me 2 hours. And Tom probably would have been like 10, 15 minutes.
But Tom likes to pick out his accessories.
You know what Tom does is Tom is actually ready, but then he walks around the apartment finding things to do that end up taking longer, and then he makes us late.
Right.
That's what
Linda C. texted, Brittany, what is the one thing you love most about Jax?
Just how much he makes me laugh. Like, seriously, if I could pick one thing, it's just that he cracks me up, and we can have our nights where we were playing Skip Bow or Monopoly or whatever. That's my favorite thing to do with him.
Jax is hilarious to watch play Heads Up.
Oh, Heads Up. We really? Love playing yeah. board games and just sitting at home together.
That's
super cute.
Those
are the
cute.
Best times.
All right, I want to end it on that positive note.
Please.
Thank you, Brittany. Thank you, Ariana. Thanks, man. There's a lot of barbecue waiting for you. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Once upon a beat. Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the New Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. Once Upon a Beat.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that yeah. I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.